Anchorage is revising its incredible airfare deal for the Great Alaska Shootout during Thanksgiving weekend. Last week, the university offered free plane tickets to residents from rural hubs like Barrow and Cordova with the purchase of a shootout package. Not even a week old, the deal stirred up so much controversy, UAA is making it a little less sweet. APRN's Wendy Jonasson reports.
Now, airfare to Anchorage is included in a $230 package deal with the shootout tickets. After deducting the cost of the shootout tickets, round-trip airfare to the city over Thanksgiving will cost only about $100 per person. Kristen DeSmith, the Assistant Vice Chancellor of University Relations, says public outcry is the reason they altered the package.
After the original program was announced, we had received feedback through legislators, the governor's office, through our statewide offices, that the public was concerned about the free flights. So we listened to the public and made some changes while still remaining true to the original appropriation.
But even with the revision, Dr. Steve Cobb, director of UAA Athletics, believes it's a good deal for Anchorage and Alaska.
It's designed to do a lot of things. It's designed to get more fans at the shootout. It's designed to provide an economic impact to Anchorage during a historically down time. And it's designed to encourage statewide support of the shootout.
It'll be hard to stop people from buying shootout tickets just to get a cheap plane ride to Anchorage, even with the new deal. But Cobb isn't concerned about that.
Anytime you have some program, there's a segment that's going to abuse it, particularly when you deal with sports tickets. It's kind of a cost of doing business.
But Representative Mike Hawker, a Republican from Anchorage, is outraged by the deal. He says the deal is too inviting to scammers who want a cheap ticket to the city, and he thinks that cost isn't worth the benefit.
Actually, I've heard some folks talk about how, you know, they'll take the tickets, come to Anchorage, and then come down to town and try to scalp the tickets to someone else.
The deal elicited an outcry, both about the possibility of scammers and because the state is footing the bill. Cobb says UAA planned to spend about $400,000 to pay for the free airfare for about 1,000 to 1,200 people. Even with the increased cost of airfare, UAA still plans on spending close to $500,000 to fly Alaskans into Anchorage. The UAA Athletic Department received $2 million from the state budget last year. Hawker says he didn't realize that money would be used for something like this.
Back when the appropriation occurred, I certainly was unaware of the idea of providing this transportation, and I don't think that many other legislators were aware. I frankly think the expenditure of state funds to transport people to the shootout is absolutely inappropriate use of public money.
About 230 residents took advantage of the offer for a free plane ticket before Chancellor Tom Case revised it. UAA will honor those tickets, but Hawker believes the whole promotion was a mistake and the revision won't right the athletic department's wrongs.
Frankly, it's a Band-Aid on a bullet hole. It's just trying to window dress a bad situation, something I think the university did inappropriately. The slight change they've made does not begin to change the substance underlying the issue that's caused the community legitimate concern.
The deal was on hold over the weekend, but is available now with a revision. In Anchorage, I'm Wendy Jonasson.